In connection to the start of the UN Climate Convention, Oxfam published a paper about persons being displaced in course of climate change. How big is the problem of the displacement of persons?
So our report shows, you know, that it's a shocking scandal that climate field disaster is the single biggest reason why people are having to flee their homes. So there are more than, you know, 20 million people every year being displaced because of extreme weather events, because of climate field disasters. So that means 1% every 2 seconds. And our report also shows that climate field disaster has increased fivefold in the past decade. And, you know, no one is immune. We have seen problems also, you know, in Europe and Italy and Spain because of flooding and other things. But it's poor communities, you know, poor countries that are hit the hardest, and they're the ones who are paying the highest price. And these poor countries are actually contributing, you know, nothing less to the global emission or to the climate crisis. But they're the ones who are paying the highest price. And as Oxfam, you know, we work over 100 countries. And we see this, how communities are struggling to feed themselves. We see communities being forced from their homes on a daily basis. So we're hoping, you know, at COP25 that governments will take action.
What states or community are the most on the most highest risk for displacement of persons in course of climate change?
So, out of, you know, from the 10 countries, for instance, that are at highest risk of displacement, it's small island countries that are at high risk. 7 countries out of the 10 facing high risk of displacement are in it. So our report also shows you're 150 times more likely to be displaced if you're living in a small island compared to, you know, Europe, for instance.
How does the climate change strengthen other conflicts that lead toward other displacements?
We don't have, you know, clear data, but of course there's a link between conflict and climate change or extreme, you know, weather events, meaning when resources are scarce, communities are likely to be in conflict, you know, looking for food, looking for water, because many communities, whether in Asia or in Africa, are faced with hunger because droughts, for instance, have decimated crops, livestock. Right now, for instance, as we're speaking, in 18 countries in Africa, around 50 million people are hungry. And, you know, this is shocking. And this increase, you know, extreme weather events and droughts might lead to conflict. Of course, there's no data available to show that, but we are noticing, you know, from the field that communities under stress due to, you know, scarcity of resources are getting into conflict.
Is there a connection between gender and the risk to be displaced?
Of course, we are saying, you know, we are seeing how women are highly affected, because women's role usually involves they're the providers of food, they're the ones who have to collect or fetch water, and, you know, agriculture, as crops are failing because of extreme weather events, because of droughts, for instance, women are struggling to feed their families. So this burden falls on them. In addition, women are also responsible to take care of their family, you know, the children, the elderly. So when communities are displaced, for instance, it's women who have to look after children, who have to look after the sick, the elderly, and so on. And, you know, because of women's position as well in terms of society, they have less access to resources. So when a disaster happens, women are the ones left with, you know, the biggest burden to address these issues.
As you know, the UN Climate Convention starts today. What recommendations do you have to the members of the summit?
So we're really hoping, you know, that world leaders will make Madrid matter, because this is the only mechanism we have, you know, in terms of the international convention. This is the only mechanism we have. So we want world leaders to make Madrid matter. We want world leaders to listen to the public. We have seen, for instance, this year, you know, unprecedented number of people in around 150 countries asking for more serious action from their leaders. So at COP, we want to see increased ambition in terms of, you know, reducing emission. We also want, so deep cuts in emission is important to lessen the impact of the climate disaster on poor countries, on poor communities. Second, we want to see new funding for communities, you know, for poor countries, so that they can be able to rebuild their homes, so that they can be able to revive their agricultural land. Because we have to understand, you know, communities are struggling and they're living in with a future that's uncertain. So serious action has to be taken, and that's what we're hoping will be the outcome in terms of new finance mechanism and a deep cut in emission.
There is the goal of reducing the increase of the temperature to 1.5 degrees. Now, some experts say that this goal is already failed. What should the members of the UN climate conventions do if the climate goal of 1.5 degrees is already failed?
That's why we're saying, you know, Madrid is the place actually to for countries to double their efforts, their commitments. If, you know, most countries signed the Paris Climate Agreement, but in terms of, you know, the track we're on a track to a 3 degree centigrade warming. This actually in, you know, parts of Africa can be 5 to 6 degrees centigrade of warming. And this is devastating. You know, scientists have shown us this. So that's why we're asking for serious commitments in terms of, you know, cutting emission for countries to increase their NDCs. And we're seeing this from a lot of developing countries in terms of, you know, increasing, doubling their commitment to the NDC. So we're hoping actually, you know, rich countries will also follow suit and they will address this issue, because we don't have any choice. What's the alternative? A lot of people will be suffering. Already people are suffering. And a lot of people will also, they have already lost so much. Like, for instance, you know, if you look at Ethiopia, I'm from there, and I have seen how communities are struggling in Somali region. Droughts after droughts have devastated their crops, has devastated their livestock. And they don't know what to look forward to. So this is time for action, and we are asking all countries, you know, to commit to the 1.5 degrees centigrade, to, you know, invest in renewable energy, to do everything in their means. And if we don't do this now, then, you know, we're on a path to a catastrophic event.